Well, it's time for us to take it to the mat. We've talked about all kinds of schach. We have not spoken about the mats. So the mats have become the prevalent manner of sukkah covering, and they are usable, you know, from year to year, and they also are the easiest to put up, roll them out, roll them back up. So the mats have lots of advantages. However, one must buy mats from a kosher source, because things that are made functional are not allowed to be used as schach. And when you go into a store, like, I don't know if they still have like Pier 1 or any of these stores, if you buy a mat, a bamboo mat, for example, mats made out of bamboo and reeds, those mats are made for a market of people that put them on the floor. They sit on them, they lie on them. Some of them are made to hang as room dividers or things like that. They're made for parts of the world where they're very popular. So therefore, those are functional items. And functional items cannot be used as schach. What do we do instead? So we have to buy schach mats from someone that had them made specifically to be schach mats, which means they went to the factory, wherever that factory is, you know, I don't know, China, Taiwan, whatever, somewhere in the Far East generally, and they bought the mats and had them fabricated particularly and exclusively to be schach mats. So that's number one. That therefore you can't just walk into a store and buy a mat or order something online. It has to be a mat that was made specifically with the intention to be schach and nothing else. If it was meant to be something else, it cannot be used as schach. So that is point number one. Now, within schach mats, there are schach mats, and there are schach mats, and there are schach mats. So there's lots of different levels of quality to the mats. One of the issues is, how are the mats held together? So if the mats are held together by something that is not a kosher a schach material, such as wire, you know, that's woven through it, or even a nylon string or something like that, so then you can't use any schach that is being suspended by something which is not kosher schach. So the way to be, and you have to be very careful about this, very important, that when you place your schach mats, if you have mats that are using nylon or some other type of string that runs through the mat which holds the mat together, you have to be sure to place the rods, reeds, whatever they are, perpendicular to the joists that you're using to hold up the sukkah, to hold up the schach. Because then the joists, the wooden joists, are holding up your schach, not your monofilament wire, your monofilament nylon string, or something like that. So you have to be sure that they're perpendicular. Otherwise, if you have schach and it's being suspended, it's being hung up by wire or cloth, string or something like that, that is not acceptable. And therefore, I always have to be sure when you lay your schach mats that they run perpendicular to the joists, and the joists, the wooden joists, are holding them up. Okay, now how they're held together, we'll get to in the next session.